No, it has to be of.
I was going to ask to close the door.
I'll take one picture.
And then we'll close the door.
Is the picture actually in the house or of Kirstashir? The picture doesn't realize the beginning of the
picture. The picture doesn't realize.
The problem is they're taking it before the share starts, so nobody's going to look like they're learning.
If it was a video, maybe. Okay? We'll have to crap them into the picture. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud, Hamashkin Likros Batorah, Kodem Sheyikra Kriyat. So we're talking about someone who wakes up early and he wants to study Torah. The Rambam is going to tell us that he hasn't yet recited Kriyat Shema in Birchoseha, so he doesn't have Ava Rabba. And the Rambam therefore says, Bein Kora B'Torah Shebaksav, Bein B'Torah Shebalpeh, Notel Yodav Tchila, Umevarech Sholosh Brachos, and then V'Acharkach Kore V'Eluhin. And then the Rambam goes through all three brachos. It sounds like the Rambam is telling us that there's a chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah. However, what bothers me is that if you take a look in Halacha Yud Beis, the very next halacha after the Rambam formulates the three brachos, he writes, "B'chol yom chayev adam levarech shalosh brachos," that these brachos have to be recited on a daily basis. So, what does the Rambam add here in Halacha Yud Aleph? It seems like it's a kfelus. He's repeating what he said already in Halacha Yud. He introduces in Halacha Yud the element of Bein B'Torah Shebaksav, Bein B'Torah Shebalpeh. But other than that, he doesn't add anything in Halacha Yud Aleph that he hasn't already told us in Halacha Yud. What am I missing here in Halacha Yud, the first of the two halachas of the Rambam, that I need Halacha Yud Aleph, the second of the two halachas of the Rambam? I don't know if you got a chance to see the Rambam inside, but if you did, I'm sure you asked this question. The Rambam literally repeats himself. That's not the style of the Rambam. It's not the style of any Rishonim, but certainly not the Rambam. It seems l'chora, and again, there may be other ways of reading this Rambam, I don't know, that when the Rambam says Hamashkin Likros Batorah, that's not the same as B'chol Yom Chayav Adam Levar Shalosh Brachos Eilu. The Rambam in Halacha Yud is not establishing an absolute chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Right, we have two types of mitzvahs in the Torah. One I would call a conditional mitzvah. Let's say, for example, if I build a house and it has a roof and the roof is slanted, I have a chiyuv of what? Of makah. If I wear a beged of dalakafis, I have to wear tzitzis. It's also what I call conditional mitzvahs. In other words, if the condition for the mitzvah, the key of mitzvah, is met, then and only then are you chayav in the mitzvah. Then we have other mitzvahs, which are absolutely unconditional, and there are no preconditions that set the chiyuv. The chiyuv is absolute, you know, it's unconditional. Every day I'm chayiv in the mitzvah. There are no tnoim in the mitzvah of kriyat shema, in the mitzvah of tefillah. Every day I'm chayiv to be kari kriyat shema twice a day, tefillah at least once a day, three times midrabanan, so forth. So how do we define the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah? Birchas HaTorah. Is Birchas HaTorah a conditional mitzvah? If, then I'm chayiv in the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah, or is Birchas HaTorah an unconditional chiyuv? And what's the answer to that question? The Rambam gives a very complicated answer to that question.
It's like both.
It's both, exactly. And that's why the Rambam needs two halachas. The Rambam says, HaMashkim Likros BaTorah. He's interested in studying Torah. It doesn't matter how much Torah, what Torah, if it's Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh. The Rambam says, in order to fulfill your interest, your desire to read parts of the Torah, to study parts of the Torah, you need a bracha. You need three brachas. But that doesn't mean that the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah is an unconditional chiyuv. If he wants to be mashkim likros b'Torah, then he's chayiv in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of Birchas HaTorah. Now the Rambam says in Halacha Yud Aleph, a whole new perspective. Bechol yom chayiv adam levarich shalosh brachos elu v'yachakach kori ma'at b'divrei Torah. Here the Rambam establishes an unconditional chiyuv. It's not because he wants to learn or if he wants to learn, but he has to learn. And he's obligated to recite the brachos before he learns. So the Rambam is not just repeating what he said before, that's not his style, but the Rambam is telling you a big chiddush, that don't think that the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah exhausts itself in, well, if I want to learn, then I'm chayiv in Birchas HaTorah. No, I have to recite Birchas HaTorah on a daily basis. Two halachas in the Rambam. And I would say the following. In general, how would you classify brachas? You know, we have many different types of brachas. We have Birchas HaMitzvah, we have Birchas HaNenim, Birchas Shevach Hodoya. With the exception, perhaps, of Birchas HaTorah and only Birchas HaTorah, I would classify all brachos, every mitzvah of brach, every chiyuv brach, as what? Conditional or absolute?
Conditional.
You know, if I decide to drink the tea, so I make a brach, I decide to be mekayim a mitzvah, whatever the mitzvah is. Now, in some cases, I'm obligated to do the mitzvah, that's fine. But as far as the brach is concerned, the brach is conditional on the mitzvah. If we were to classify Talmud Torah and the Birchas HaTorah, like we would all brachos, from a, what I call, universal perspective, then Enochinami, Birchas HaTorah would be like any other bracha. If and when I decide to do this, or I decide to do a mitzvah, so I make the bracha. But you can't tell me that I have to make the bracha on a daily basis. What bracha do I have on a daily basis? Even Birchas HaMazon is a conditional mitzvah. Although it might be a bracha d'oraisa, that makes it very unique. But if I decide not to eat a meal, I'm not chayiv in Birchas HaMazon. So from the perspective of the Rambam in Halacha Yud, if I decide I'm not learning Torah, I'm not chayiv in Birchas HaTorah. And the situation sets up the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah is situational. It's a decision on my part that I want to learn Torah. So the Rambam says, Kodem Sheyikra, before you read Torah, you have to recite Birchas HaTorah. That's from the perspective of Halacha Yud. Now the Rambam sets up in Halacha Yud Aleph, Birchas HaTorah is a very unique mitzvah in the context, or the constellation of brachas. Where do we find the bracha that you're obligated to recite on a daily basis? And it's not Birchas HaTfilah, which is part of Shmot Esrei, where the bracha itself is tefillah, and I'm obligated in tefillah on a daily basis. The Rambam says that b'chol yom chayiv adam levar shalosh brachos elu v'ach ka korei me'at. Here he's not talking about if he decides to learn. He's telling you that don't even think about it. Just get up there on a daily basis, recite the brachos, and then learn ma'at min haTorah. And it seems l'fianiyas daiti that these two chiyuvim are fundamentally different one from the other. Nafkamina. Let's say a person is yotzei l'prakmatia. You know, he's busy making money. He has to support his family. He doesn't have time for Talmud Torah. Well, let's say, for example, Chazal very often describes situations of someone who's osek b'tzarchei tzibur, who's dedicated to pigyon shvuyim and whatever he's dedicated to. So in such a case, the Rambam Halacha Yud wouldn't apply, because the Rambam says that he's interested in learning Torah. This man doesn't have time for Talmud Torah. So in the perspective of Birchas HaTorah as a conditional mitzvah Halacha Yud, he's parted from the mitzvah Birchas HaTorah. But then the Rambam establishes in Halacha Yud Aleph, Bechol Yom V'Yom. This is an absolute chiyuv. You may not have too much time during the day to study Torah. That's not your preoccupation. But nevertheless, the Rambam says, Yechayiv Birchas HaTorah, and then read a little bit of Torah. Ma'at, he says. Ma'at Torah. Now the question arises, once the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph has already established an absolute unconditional chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah, Bechol Yom V'Yom Chayiv Levarech, Shalosh Brachos Elu, so then why do I need the conditional mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah? Meaning, if he decided to learn Torah, then he's Chayiv in Birchas HaTorah. You've already told me that in any event, I'm Chayiv. So it seems to me that the Rambam wants to establish another din here in Halacha Yud that doesn't exist in Halacha Yud Aleph. Right? We could divide up Halacha into three categories. There's Chiyuv, there's Rishus, and there's Isur. So Rishus means I can decide whether I want to eat steak or I don't want to eat steak. That's a Rishus. And then I have a case of a mitzvah where I'm obligated to do something. I can have something that's an Isur where I'm not allowed to do something. So how would you classify Birchas HaTorah? If I read Halacha Yud Aleph, the answer is clear. Bechol Yom Chayav Adam Levar Shalosh Brachos. So how do you classify Birchas HaTorah? It's a chiyuv. Yeah, that's clear in the Rambam. But when I look at Halacha Yud, it's no longer clear. The Rambam doesn't say Chayav Likos B'Torah. He doesn't say Chayav Levar Shalosh Brachos Elu. The Rambam says that if he's mashkin likros b'Torah, then wait a second. Your interest is in reading Torah, learning Torah. Hold everything. Lo pashut. We're not going to allow you to read Torah. We need something that has to take place in order that you should be able to read the Torah. Now, the Rambam is talking about a different essence of a bracha. The purpose of the bracha is to remove an isur. You can't just enjoy life. For example, what would be the classical case of a bracha, of a category of a bracha that involves an isur?
Eating.
Eating means what kind of bracha? How do you classify eating? Birchas ha? Nenim. Birchas ha nenim. The Gemara says the beginning of Ketzah Mavarcha. We all know it bal peh. Also, liodam lenos min olam hazeh below bracha. You want to have enjoyment, pleasure from this world, you need a bracha. You're not allowed, Lashem Aretz Ubalo, you're not allowed to take from God's world without a bracha. The Gemara says, Kol Anenim and Olam Azim Lo Bracha Kiilu Ma'al, it's Me'ilah. The entire world and all the pleasures of the world are Hegdish. They belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't enjoy Hegdish without Pidyon. What's the Pidyon that allows me to be poed in the Sisa Hegdish? A bracha. If we open up the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, it's very interesting how the Rambam opens up Hilchos Brachos. He says the following: Midivrei Sofrim levarech al kol machal tchila v'achar kach yedem imenu. Once again, it's almost the same exact language as we saw here in Halacha Yud, that you want to be Korei B'Torah, Wait a second. First, you have to be mevorech, and then the achakach yikro b'torah. And here also, he says you want to be nena from a machol, is yevorech, the achakach yedem yinenu. V'cheinim hei riach reach tov, yevorech, the achakach yoriach. It's kavi lechol, lishtos, etc., etc., goes on and on and on. Then, halacha gimel. Ukishem shem mevorechim al hanoyo, kach mevorechim al kol mitzvah v'mitzvah, v'achakach yasa osa. What does the word ukishem mean? If you read this Rambam carefully, whenever you see in the Rambam the word kishem, you know that he's trying to tell you something. What would you say? How do you touch up the word kishem here? Kishem shem mevorechim al hanoyo.
Also to something else. Also too.
So again, what was halacha beis? Halacha beis, we said you're not allowed to be nena from this world. You can't eat, you can't smell, blah blah blah, until you make a bracha. So the bracha serves as a matir. It's going to allow you to remove the isur me'ilu. Then the Rambam says, "Ukeshem shemvarchim al hanoyo, kach mevarchim al kol mitzvah mitzvah, v'acher kach yasol." So why did the Rambam need the keshem?
If he's saying it's a strong keshem, so then he's taking the same siba as number one.
And that means what?
It's an ila if you do a mitzvah.
Exactly. And the one who says this, I don't know if you ever heard of Rav David Pardo.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, he's the author of what on Tanakh? Very famous. Rav David Pardo. The name David should give it away. The Mitzvahs David. He's the Mitzvahs David. Or, for example, if you look in the Tosefta, in the back of the Talmud Bavli, he wrote the Chasdei David, which is a super commentary on the Tosefta. He wrote another 8 Svarim. And the common denominator of all 8 Sfarim is the word David. Yeah. Other than that, each Sefer is on a different topic.
He wrote a book on all the Ibois, Emas, and Inami in Chas. What
I don't know what he calls that Sefer. I don't know. Balan Hatzech David. The Bismol David is Rashi Al Torah, etc., etc. So you look at the Chasdei David in Brachos, in Perek Dalet, he writes the following. He says that there are two types of kodshim. There's kodshim kalim and kodshim kodshim. And he says the following. Hanom in olam hazeh is called kodshim kalim. Hanom in a mitzvah is called kodshim kodshim. And he writes the following. Just like you need a pidgin to be matir kodshim kalim, certainly with the kavod chomer you need a pidgin to be matir from kodshim kodshim. And he says the following. That just like you need a bracha to be poder hanom from olam hazeh, that's only kodshim kalim. How much more so do you need a pidgin? You need a bracha to be po de hegdesh of kachim kachim, and that's a mitzvah.
But a mitzvah is lav lehenos nitna.
But again, even though mitzvah is lav lehenos nitna, that's as far as the physical pleasure is concerned. But certainly the mitzvah is given for the hanah of spirituality, of being an Ovid Hashem.
What are you doing?
So it's not like, you know, just grab a mitzvah. Oh, God wants me to do a mitzvah. I'm the servant of God. Who appointed you the servant of the Almighty God? So you need some sort of a license, a heder, to permit you to be the servant of God, to declare, I'm going to do a mitzvah. And what is that license? What's the matir? A bracha. So you have birchas a mitzvah. So perhaps, Rabosai, what the Rambam is telling me here about birchas a Torah, in Torah Hashem cheftzo v'yegebo tamid, I mean, a person wants to enjoy the benefit of Torah. The Gemara calls that Chaya Olam. So if I have to make if I want to enjoy the benefit of this world, I have to make a bracha. How much more so if I want to enjoy the ultimate, eternal, infinite benefit, namely Torah itself? That for sure needs a bracha. So the Rambam writes that if he decided he wants to study Torah, and he hasn't yet recited the bracha, so the Rambam says, it's exactly the same lashon here. That first he has to recite the bracha, and then he can be nene from Torah. So the bracha, at this point, birchas haTorah, is like any birchas haMitzvah, which, according to them, with the kishem, is like a birchas haNene, which means a matir to enjoy the benefit of, whether it's the physical pleasure of this world, or to do the mitzvah of Hashem. I can't take Hashem's mitzvah and appropriate it for myself unless I first recite a bracha. And that's going to be the pidgin on the Issa Me'il, on Kodshei Kodshim, on a mitzvah. And if there's Kodshei Kodshim, then there's something maybe even higher than Kodshei Kodshim, and that's the Torah itself. So if I want to benefit from the Torah, I want to enjoy its study, I need a bracha first. So then the Rambam now has two fundamentally different halachas, halacha yud and halacha yud aleph. In halacha yud, the Rambam is establishing birchas haTorah in a universal sense, like any birchas haMitzvah. Birchas haTorah, no less than any birchas haMitzvah, permits me to do the mitzvah. So if I decided I want to do the mitzvah, I have to make a bracha. If I'm not doing the mitzvah, I don't have to make a bracha. Meaning, I don't violate an Isur unless I've decided to do the mitzvah. I don't violate an Isur of enjoying Torah without a bracha unless I decided to go ahead and enjoy the Torah, to study the Torah. Once I made that decision, I need a bracha, says the Rambam. Then there's a different halacha in the Rambam. And that's a chiyuv. That has nothing to do with being mater and isur. The Rambam says that if you don't recite a bracha, three brachas, and then read a little bit of Torah, then you're guilty of not fulfilling your chiyuv. Okay, that's a bitul achiyuv. It's not an isur. The Rambam wants to establish two different halachas, and they apply in two different scenarios, two different cases. One halacha is a birchas hamatir, like any birchas hamitzvah, and that applies to birchas haTorah no less than it does to any mitzvah. You want to go ahead and do a mitzvah you need to be matir the mitzvah, and you do so by reciting a bracha. Now the Rambam is a different halacha. Has nothing to do with Isur. We're not telling you that you're enjoined from learning the Torah. We're telling you that you have an obligation to study Torah on a daily basis, at least a minimum of Torah, but that Torah has to be accompanied by what? By brachas. So you have now this new package deal of a chiyuv, which is unconditional. It's an absolute chiyuv on a daily basis of bracha and Torah. Bracha plus Torah. And it has nothing to do with your decision or your will to study Torah. Even if you're not interested or you don't have the opportunity to study Torah, this is the barest minimum. You must fulfill your obligation of Torah im brachas. And Torah in Birchoseh. It's a little bit reminiscent of Kriyat Shema. In Kriyat Shema, we have Kriyat Shema in Birchoseh. Now the Rambam says the Chiyuv of Torah in Birchoseh.
But in the Chiyuv of Kriyat Shema, it doesn't depend on one another, right? We learned that we could say.
I didn't hear one word in your sense. It's not
independent one on another.
You mean you could fulfill Kriyat Shema without the Brachos?
And also.
Yes and no. I would say the following. If we were learning about this Kriyat Shema, I'd try to convince you that there are two mitzvahs of Kriyat Shema. There's one mitzvah called Kriyat Shema, there's another mitzvah called Kriyat Shema in Birchoseh. In fact, the Rambam says that if you have a suffix, whether you recite a Kriyat Shema or not, the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Kriyat Shema that you have to not only recite Kriyat Shema, that's called suffix d'oraisa l'chumra, but you even have to recite Birchas Kriyat Shema. Now, I have a suffix whether I recited Birchas Kriyat Shema, that's only a derabbana. So the Rashba asks the following kasha. In a mitzvah of bracha, we have a principle called suffix brachas lahake. Why does the Rambam require that in this suffix situation I have to repeat the brachas? So the Rashba says, not in this language, but if you interpret the Rashba properly, I think what he means is that there's a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema in Birchoseh. And therefore, if we've already paskin, because the suffix deraisa l'chumra, that you have to recite Kriyat Shema, then you have to recite Kriyat Shema kehilchasa, you know, with its brachas. And therefore the principle of Sofik brachas lahakil doesn't apply to Kriyat Shema. So Sofik Kriyat Shema, you have to recite Kriyat Shema mitzad Sofik plus its brachas. Okay, I don't want to get off on a tangent in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, but the nimshal here is Birchas HaTorah, that the Rambam establishes that on a daily basis you're chayev to do two things, one next to the other. The first thing is to recite brachos, three brachos in number, and the second thing is to read ma'at mitorah. That's the chiyuv on a daily basis called birchas haTorah im kriyas haTorah. That's your chiyuv. At the same time, birchas haTorah can be classified under the classical definition of birchas hamitzvah, which means that if you decide to study Torah, then you're not allowed to do so with the kishem and the Rambam and the brachas before you recite the bracha. The bracha, therefore, serves as a matir. Now, perhaps we could ask the following question and see if we could prove our thesis. What's the makar? What's the source of the Rambam? So if you look in the case of Mishnah, when he talks about halacha yud, he gives it away explicitly, and he tells you to look in brachos yud aleph amid beis. When he gets to Halacha Yud Aleph, he leaves it out. So we're going to try to fill that in based on the, you'll see the Hagos Vitziyunim and the Sefer HaMafteach in the back. There are two sugyas. One sugya, which is in Brachos Yud Aleph on the base, is the sugya of Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Okay, I want you to pay attention to the names. Rabbi Yehuda had a number of Rebbeim, the Amora Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not talking about Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, and the two most profound Rebbeim that he had were Rav and Shmuel. So sometimes he quotes tradition from Rav and sometimes from Shmuel. In this case, he quotes a tradition from Shmuel. So I'm just going to read it to you very quickly. It's a short piece of Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Hishkim Lishanos Ad Shalokar Kriyat Shema. If he was Mashkim Lishanos and he hasn't yet read Kriyat Shema, Tzarech Levarech. It's Kim'at word for word the Rambam here in Halacha Yud, Perek Zayin Milchus Tefillah, Amashkim Likros B'Torah, and he hasn't yet recited Kriyat Shema B'Chaseh, so therefore Tzarech Levarech. Notice that Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, says nothing about a daily chiyuv of reciting Birchas HaTorah. All he talks about is Lishanos, Hishkim Lishanos. I would add the word Im Hishkim Lishanos, which the Rambam adds. That's one sugya. Now we have another sugya. And that sugya is on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Here the sugya is again Rabbi Yehuda, but not in the name of Shmuel, but in the name of Rav. Does anybody have a Gemara Brochus? If not, I'll say it more or less Bal Peh. I couldn't find a Gemara Brochus. I found the first volume here of this Masifta. Oh, so the Ramban actually quotes this Gemara in the Sefer Mitzvah. So we'll read it from the Ramban. The Ramban says, Ubishlishi shel brachos, that's what we call Mishamei Samutu Lefono, Omru, Minayin lebirchas HaTorah Lefoneh Min HaTorah, Shenemar, Ki Shem Hashem Ekro, Havu Godol Elokeinu. So this is a memra of Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, that what's the source for Birchas HaTorah Min HaTorah? Ki Shem Hashem Ekro, Havu Godol Elokeinu. Then the Ramban quotes the next part of the sugya. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that you could derive Birchas HaTorah from Birchas HaMazon with a Kal V'Chomer. If Birchas HaMazon requires a Bracha L'Achrea, and that's only Hanas Shah, then how much more so Hanas Olam would certainly require bracha, but the Gemara slugs that up because the Gemara says that's Birchas HaMazon L'Achrel. We're talking about Birchas HaTorah L'Fanel. So the Gemara says that we're going to require a Birchas HaTorah L'Achrel according to Rabbi Yochanan, and that's derived from a Kal V'Chomer from Birchas HaMazon. Now let me ask you a question. Is there such a thing as a Birchas HaMitzvah L'Achrea? It just doesn't exist. The Halacha says, Al Kol HaMitzvah Kulum Mevarech Aleihem Omer L'Asiyo. So there's no such thing as a Birchas HaMitzvah L'Achrea. And if the Rambam, as we interpreted, Kishem, means that just like on Hanos HaGuf, you have to make a bracha to be matir Hanos HaGuf, otherwise you're Moel. And the Rambam says, Kishem, so too in Birchas HaMitzvahs. So you need a Birchas HaMitzvah to be matir the mitzvah, it's like a pigeon. Then what sense do you make out of a bracha lachrel? And Rabbi Yochanan postulates that there's a bracha not only lefaneh, but also lachrel. So it seems clear that the Rambam, and based on the source of the Rambam here in Chof Aleph, is not talking about a Birchas HaMatir. Birchas HaMatir is the Sugya Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. That if you want, you decided to learn Torah, then you need to be Matir like any mitzvah. You know, the Birchas HaMitzvah. Maybe there's a special Kiddush in the case of Torah, that you can be yotzei that matir through avarava, or maybe this is the paradigm case of the binyan av from which we learn and derive the conclusion that you can't be nene from mitzvahs without making a bracha. But in any event, the Rambam has established first and foremost that if you decide in hishkim l'shanos that you want to learn Torah, you have to make a bracha first. That's birkas hamitzvah. But now we're talking about a whole different thing over here in the sugya daf chaf aleph. Here the sugya is talking not about a birchas hamitzvah, not about a matir, but an absolute chiyuv of a birchas haTorah, an independent mitzvah. And the Ramban counts this mitzvah in Taryak. You know, the Ramban authored a mitzvah sheshach on Rambam, and in mitzvah number tesvav, he writes this taveinu lahodos l'shmo yisbarach. We have to be modet hakodesh baruch to the name of God, the Sechiv Hodah, which means a bracha, on the Torah. And he quotes the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav, Minayin lebirchas haTorah bin haTorah, shenemar kishem Hashem Ekra. So kishem Hashem Ekra is the source, according to Ramban, for a mitzvah say doraisa of birchas haTorah, which has to be counted in Taryat. And the Rabbi goes as far as to say that the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan was not only do you have to take the Torah and begin the Torah study with a bracha, that's what the Torah is saying, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godol Eloteinu, but not only that, you have to sandwich the Torah in the beginning and in the end with a bracha. So there's going to be a bracha lefaneh, according to Rabbi Yochanan, but not only that, a bracha lachareha. And it would seem, according to the Ramban, that both are da'oraisa, according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara doesn't accept Rabbi Yochanan as far as the Kalachomer Lachreha, that Birkas HaMazon does not teach me, there's a Pirch on the Kalachomer, which does not teach me Birkas HaTorah Lachreha. But you see from Rabbi Yochanan that this bracha is connected to Talmud Torah. It has something to do with the nature of Talmud Torah. And this chiyuv to take Talmud Torah and accompany the Talmud Torah, envelop the Talmud Torah with brachos, that's a separate chiyuv, a separate mitzvah. And the Rabban classifies it as a mitzvah d'oraisa. So again, just to summarize, we have two different sugyas. The second sugya on Daf Chaf Aleph is presenting an independent mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah. And that Birchas HaTorah means that on a daily basis you have to learn Torah, and with that Torah, accompany and envelop that Torah with brachos. The earliest sugya, on the other hand, is talking about birchas haTorah from the perspective of asur lilmod Torah b'li bracha. You're not allowed to study Torah if you decided to study Torah, and now it generates an isur. And those are the two different sugyas. And I think the Rambam is incorporating these two sugyas and codifying them in two different halachos. Perhaps we can embellish this with a pasuk in Nehemiah. A lot of the laws of Kriyas HaTorah, which are formulated at the end of a Masechta Megillah, derive from Psukim in Nehemiah. And it says the following in Perikles. It says, Vayiftach Ezra HaSefer li'enei kol ha'am, Vayivorech Ezra es Hashem Elokim HaGadol, Hashem Hashem Elokim HaGadol, Vayanu kol ha'am, Amen, Amen. Interesting. We're talking about the takon of Ezra. Until now, we were speaking about a chiyuv d'oraisa, and that chiyuv d'oraisa was birchas haTorah. Ezra, no doubt, knew very well about this mitzvah d'oraisa of kishem Hashem ekrav gol elokeinu. So the pasuk wants to tell me that before Ezra read the Torah and established the takon of kriyas haTorah, was the first thing he did. Vayivarech Ezra, right? Shimi Ezra, we like Ezra. Es Hashem Elokim HaGadol. There was a bracha, and this is fascinating because what you have to do is says Ezra, before you read the Torah, you have to be mevarech Hashem HaGadol. You have to somehow give covenant to the Shem Hashem HaGadol. That Shemach, that Hodah, has to be the introduction to Torah. In fact, the Mishnah at the end of Megillah, Daf Chaf Gimel and Beis, enumerates all what we call Dvarim Shebekedusha, and established that Kol Dvarim Shebekedusha Eina Ela Basar. You need 10 people for a Dvarim Shebekedusha. So the Gemara asks in Megillah Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis Minani Milui, how do we know that we need 10 people for a Dover Shebe Kedusha? And the Gemara quotes the possibly the Dashti the Toth B'nei Yisrael. And Ein Dover Shebe Kedusha Ella B'fnei Asar. So I understand very well on that list you have Kedusha. So for example, Chazor Sashatz requires Kedusha. That's a Dover Shebe Kedusha requires Asar. But on that list is Kriya Satara. Why is Kriya Satara called the Dover Shebe Kedusha? Why is it that Kriya Satara requires Asara? And you can tell me it's a Dover Shebe Kedusha Mikdashti. Why? Why is reading the Torah called the Dover Shebe Kedusha? Is there any mention here of Kedusha? There's no Kedusha here.
There's not 10 people.
So why do you require 10 people? Gemara says you require 10 people in a case of a Dover Shebe Kedusha. And there's a whole list in the Mishnah, Parsal Shmael Basara, and Birchas Chasadim Basara, whatever it says there in the Mishnah. So on the list of the Mishnah, which has Kedusha to it, which is Chazor Sashatz, we have Kriya Satorah. I don't get it. Kriya Satorah is a mitzvah Talmud Torah. What makes it into a double Shebe Kedusha? Such that it requires Asara. I mean, if not for the Mishnah, I never would have known such a thing. I would have said, okay, you don't have to take Kriya Satorah out of the Mishnah. I mean, I am the Dovah Shebe Kedusha Basara. Okay, you have a Dovah Shebe Kedusha, you need Asara. That's the Dovah Yisrael. That's a Dovah Shebe Kedusha. But why is Kriya Satorah a Dovah Shebe Kedusha? So I don't know if you guys started Kriya Satorah yet, but you'll get to it eventually. And one of the fundamental halachas in Kriya Satorah is it's a Dovah Shebe Kedusha. Why is that so? But I believe the answer is in this pasuk in Ezra. What does Ezra say? He says, "Vayiftach Ezra sefer li'enei kol ha'am, vayivarech Ezra Hashem Agadol." When you recite a bracha on Hashem Agadol, that's called glorifying God's name. That's a davar shebe kedusha. V'nikdashti v'tov b'nei Yisrael. So again, the concept here is a very fundamental one: that you take a bracha and you recite Torah. You know, together with that bracha, and as we said before, Rabbi Yochanan requires that you sandwich the Torah with a bracha lefanah and a bracha lacharah. That elevates the Torah into the status of a Dovah Shebe Kedusha. There's some poskim that write, again, we'll get to it in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, that if you didn't hear the Baruch Hu, right, what happens when you call someone to the Torah? The first thing he recites is Baruch Hu, and then he recites Birchas HaTorah. So if the tzibur didn't hear, let's say he. Sometimes they're not makir. You know, when he recites, you know, he's a shy person. So he mumbles the Birchas HaTorah, the Baruch Hu, and maybe one or two people to his right and to his left, they heard the Baruch Hu. So some poskim say that the tzibur is not yotze in the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. Why? Because the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah is not just Talmud Torah, it's Dovah Shebe Kedusha. What makes the Kriyas HaTorah, what elevates it to the status of the Dovah Shebe Kedusha? The Baruch Hu, the Birchas HaTorah. If the Tzibur didn't hear that, so they have a mitzvah of Limud Torah, I'm going to grant them that, the Shinanta Levanecha, but they don't have a mitzvah of Dovah Shebe Kedusha. And that's the way it was established by Ezra. Truth is, that's not really a proof to what I'm trying to say, because Ezra is talking about Kriyas HaTorah with Tzibur. And it could be that through the Bracha that envelops the, you know, the Kriya Sator B'tzibur, that becomes a Dovash B'kdush, and then Ikdashti B'toch Bei Yisrael, Ein Dovash B'kdush El B'fnei Asorah. But that doesn't prove anything about a Chiyuv on the Yachid. When I study Torah myself, and B'chol Yom V'yom, I have to recite three brachos, and then study Torah, I don't know if that's a Dovash B'kdush. No, that's not a Dovash B'kdush, because otherwise it would require Asorah. But nevertheless, the fundamental Yisod is correct, that you need Shevach Odoyat Hashem, Kishem Hashem Ekra, followed by Torah, and that's the second halach in the Rambam, the source of which is Brachos Chof Alpha Medeis Rav Yudom Arav, meaning that I have to envelop the Torah with a bracha, the Shevach Odoyat on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great name. That is my obligation to create out of Torah a special entity which is called Talmud Torah in Birchosel. And that's an absolute unconditional chiyuv on a daily basis, to create this entity called Torah together with its brachos. And perhaps the essence of this concept of changing my Talmud Torah and upgrading it, inspiring it to the level of some new chalushem, some new entity, which is which is Torah Birchos Seno. Perhaps the key, the secret here, is what we call Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim. The Gemara tells us, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, let's first open up the Gemara to Masechta Brachos Yudalad Amud Beis. Let's see if we have Yudalad Amud Beis. I could read to you the Gemara. On Rabbi Yochanan. Harotzel sheikabel olav ol malchus shamayim shlema. What is the ideal kabbalas ol malchus shamayim? Turning on to Tesvava Menal. Yifnel l'kavav. He does what he has to do. Takes care of his needs. Yitol yadav. Yaniach tefillin. V'kori kriyat shma. V'yispal. Zuhi kabbalas ol malchus shamayim shlema. Now, I want to focus your attention here on Kriyat Shema, just for a moment. Kriyat Shema is really, essentially, Talmud Torah. The Yerushalmi says at the beginning of Brachos that on a Doraisa level, you can be Mekayim the Mitzvah of the Shalbach of Kumecha, of Kriyat Shema, with any parsha in the Torah, any parsha that you learn. And the Gemara says in the Dorim, that if a person reads Kriya Shema Shachas V'Arvis, then he was Yotzei's Mitzvah Talmud Torah. In fact, the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Kriya Shema says something amazing. The Rambam says that what's the special significance of the first parash of Kriya Shema? So the Rambam says, "Umahu kore sholosh parshios elu vehein shma v'ayim shemo v'vayomer," and then he says, "Umachtim likros parsha shma." Why is parsha shma read first? What significance and special status does he have? So he says, "Mishum sheyesh batzivui al yichud Hashem." V'avaso v'talmudo. Interesting. V'shinanto l'manecha. Shehu ha'ikar ha'godol. He's referring to Talmud Torah. Hu ha'ikar ha'godol shakol tolibo. Everything depends upon this mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So we see that the reason why Kriyat Shema starts with the first parasha is because that first parasha, yesh bo tzivui al Talmud Torah. So Kriyat Shema is related to Talmud Torah. And therefore this Talmud Torah of Kriyat Shema integrates into this whole series of actions of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. So I would suggest the following, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah now takes on a whole different dimension, and the Ramban has it as a separate mitzvah in Taryag. Talmud Torah in Birchos Seno. By changing the nature of the Talmud Torah from just Limud Torah into Talmud Torah in Birchos Seno, we create a brand new entity. And that's the mitzvah of Kishem Hashem Echo of Godel Elokeinu. We're almost, in the case of Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzivu, we're creating through the Brachos a Kiyum of Dovah Shebekidusha. In the case of a Yachid, when he reads the Torah with his Brachos, he creates a new entity, which is called Talmud Torah in Birchos Seno. And that Shemach that he recites in the Bracha on Torah will change and upgrade and transform the Talmud Torah into an entity of Talmud Torah in Birchos Seno. And that becomes Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim Shlema. So the question I want to ask is the following. One establish this goal of changing the nature of Talmud Torah, of making it into this new entity. So first I want to mention a Gemara in Sota on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, And the Gemara says Kaddish. Yehi Shmei Rav Mevorach. The Gemara says when we gather together the Tzibur and we study Torah together, then we recite a special Kaddish. That's number one. Number two, we have Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shmaim, the member of Rabbi Yochanan. And number three, we have a Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah. The Rambam in Perek Gimel, in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Alochi Yud Gimel, says that there's a special mitzvah to learn Torah at night. And he says, I don't have a Rambam here in front of me, but the Rambam writes that Kol Halomid Torah B'Layla Chut Shol Chesed Nimshach Moshe Kol Ha'ad Bayom. And then he quotes a pasuk in Eicha. The pasuk in Eicha says, Kumi Roni Balayla. Now, Kumi Roni Balayla literally is Rina. Rina means song of praise. The Rambam uses that pasuk in order to derive a conclusion about studying Torah at night. It means, just mathematically, that according to the Rambam, Torah at night equals what?
Rina.
Unbelievable, you've converted Torah into Rina. So what I'm suggesting now is the following. How do you convert Torah into Rina? Into a kiyum of tefillah, of Rina? Number one, by reciting Birchas HaTorah before you study Torah. Number two, by integrating Talmud Torah into this entire process called Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim Shleima. Number three, by studying Torah at night. And the Pella is that the end of that pasuk in Eicha is Shifchi Kamayim Libeich Nochach Pnei Hashem. That's not Rina. You know, to say that my Torah is a Rina Takosh Baruch Hu, I'm singing God's praise because I'm studying His Torah, that's one thing. But Shifchi Kamayim Libeich, that's already Bakasha. I'm pouring out my heart in front of Hashem. Somehow, Talmud Torah becomes both Rina and Tefillah. And all this is accomplished through many different methods and many different modes, whether it's through the brachos, whether it's through Laila, whether it's through Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim.
What's the end of the pasuk? What's the...
It says, Shifchi Kamayim Libeich Nochach Pnei Hashem. That's the second half of the pasuk.
What do you learn?
So Shifchi Kamayim Libeich, that's a different dimension of tefillah. That's not Rina. You know, tefillah is made up of three different dimensions. There's Shelach, there's Bakosha, and there's Hodoya. So you can talk about Rina as Shelach, and then I understand very well that if I recite Birchas HaTorah and I thank Hashem for the Torah, Shevach Arbonu and Nosal Bonu, that's Rina. So by attaching my Talmud Torah to Birchas HaTorah, I convert and transform my Torah into Rina. But now we have a new element into the equation. Not only Rina, but Bakasha. It's almost as if I say to the Ribbono Shalom, I'm going to study your Torah, and you make a Bakasha at me. And that is achieved through Talmud Torah Balayla. So Talmud Torah Balayla has an added dimension of Shifchi Kamayim Libeich. It becomes the tefillah of Bakasha. So that's pure Talmud Torah. That's the study of Torah as an intellectual endeavor. Now, in the light of our discussion, perhaps we could shed a light on a Sifri. How do I know the Sifri? Not because I'm a Baki in Sifri, but because the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos quotes the Sifri. The Rambam in Mitzvos Aseh Hey, Shenitztaveinu Li'ovdo. One of the 613 according to the Rambam is Avodas Hashem. This tzivui appears over and over again. Shenemar v'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem. V'yomar, another pasuk. V'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem is in Parashas Mishpatim. V'yomar, another pasuk, this is in Parashas Re'eh. V'osos ha'avodim. Now he quotes a pasuk in Vaschana, V'oso Savot. V'omar Uliyavda, in Parshas Ekev. So he brings four psukim. I don't know why the Rambam feels compelled to bring four psukim. But in any event, the Torah commands us to be servants of Hashem. Says the Rambam, the Afal Pi, this is a very rare occasion where the Rambam asks a kasha on himself. Because the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, I would say 70%, I don't know what percent, but a large percentage of Sefer Mitzvahs doesn't begin with the first mitzvah. It begins with what? The Shroshim. The Rambam has written, this is the most profound limud probably of any limud that you could imagine in your life. You could probably spend years and years of your life just going through the Sefer Shroshim. The Rambam has 14 different shroshim in which he sets up the rules and regulations that govern whether you count the mitzvah in Taryag or you don't. It's pure chiddush. There's almost no sources for the Rambam. 14, and it's hundreds of pages long. So one of the shroshim of the Rambam is that a mitzvah klolis is not counted in Taryag. So, Fekta Rambam of Zichalin, he asks on himself, how can I count Liavdo as a mitzvah in Taryag? It's a mitzvah klolis. But he answers the following. Shem mitzvah zu yesh bo yichud. Yichud means it obligates me in something very specific. It's not just a general mitzvah, you know, that I should run around thinking that I am a servant of Hashem. How do I fulfill Liavdo? So we're both saying, what would you have said is going to be the Rambam's answer? How do you fulfill the Avdo?
Tefillah,
correct? The Pasuk says, V'avadetem Hashem Elokeichem b'chol levavchem, Eizu avodah shebelev zuhi tefillah. Ein hachi nami, the Rambam says that, but he doesn't stop there. After quoting the Sifri, that Liavdo zu tefillah, this is the source for the mitzvah of tefillah, Amru gamke, the same Sifri says, Uliavdo zeu talmud. Now, Talmud Torah is a separate mitzvah in Taryag, but the Rambam is saying that Talmud Torah is not just a separate mitzvah, but it's also part and parcel of the mitzvah of Liavdo. Now, how do you create Liavdo out of Talmud Torah? Now, as I know very well that Tefillah is Avodah Shebelev, but what makes Talmud Torah into Avodah Shebelev? And Lefi Adiyaz Daiti, the answer is Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah is able to transform, to impact on the Torah, and instead of being a separate mitzvah alone, bilvad, of vishinato levenecha, now it becomes liavdo, zel talmud. And laila, if I learn Torah about laila, then it's considered rina, it's considered lishpo sicha lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it becomes like tefillah. So I can convert talmud into tefillah. And I accomplish this goal in many different ways. And what's common to all these different ways is now my Talmud Torah becomes a double kiyum. It's not just a kiyum of mitzvahs Torah, shinatam levanecha, but it's also a kiyum of liavdo. Otherwise, what is the Rambam trying to accomplish here by quoting a sifri that liavdo zeu talmud? Apparently, the Rambam holds that there are two ways of being an Oved Hashem. One is through tefillah, and the other is through talmud. Pile plug. Now, Rabosai, if this be the case, I'm just looking at the clock. Do we have another 5 minutes, or should we stop here? I'll try to push it for 5 minutes. Okay. There's an unbelievable Gemara in Brachos about where you should daven. And what would be your answer if all things were perfect? Where would you daven?
The Kodesh
Kodashim. Oh, okay. So I'm going to try to disagree with you on that. You would not be davening in the Kodesh Kodesh. No, help me out here, Rabbi. So where would you daven? And by its very name, you know.
Beit Knesset.
Beit Knesset, right? That's where you would daven. So the Gemara tells us on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, Omalei Rav L'Rafron Bar Popo Label on Mar Mehani Mili Mal Yaisa Di Amrit Mishmei Rav Chizda. Tell me over something good that you heard in the name of Rav Chizda, the Mile de Beit Knishta, regarding a Beis HaKnesses. Meaning, I'm learning the Sugya Beis HaKnesses. Chesamidav. I'm learning the Sugya Beis HaKnesses. And tell me over something from your Rebbe Rav Chisda, Smili Malius, a Geshmaka Sugya that you heard from him, Halacha, about Beis HaKnesses. Amale, Hachi Omar Rav Chisda. This is what I heard from Rav Chisda. My Ditziv, what does it mean in Pasuk in Tehillim? Oy, Hashem Shari Tzion Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov. Oy, Hashem Shiorim HaPitzuyonim Ba'alocha Yoseh Mibotei Knesios. That God loves, this is relevant to our base measures, right? He adores a Shar HaMitzuyon Ba'alocha even more than a base HaKnesses. This is all based on a statement of Ula. Meaning the place where you study Torah B'kvius, that's called Arba Avos Shal Halacha, and Hashem loves this even more than He loves Batei Knesios. So you have a Beis HaMedrash where you study Torah. That's called Arba Amos Shal Halacha, otherwise known as Shiorim HaMetzionim Halacha. And you have a Beis HaKnesses, which is dedicated for what? For the mitzvah Tefillah, which is the preferable place. The Beis HaMedrash, because Oy Vashem Shiorim HaMetzionim Halacha Yosef Mibatei Knesios. Omer Abaye, Meiresh, in my old days, my youth, Havi Garcina Bego Beisa, I would study in my house. He had an attic upstairs, that was his private house of study. And I used to daven in the shul. Sounds familiar, that's what we do, no? But came into Shamanu Lalaha Diomar Abchi of our Ami Mishmei De'ula. Once I heard this statement of Abchi of our Ami in the name of Ula, that Miyom Shechar Beis Hamigdash Emo Lakarish Baruch Hu Be'olomo Ela Arba Amashal Alocha Bolvad Lo Avi, I changed my minute. Lo Avi Mitzalena Ela Hecha De Garcina. I only daven in the place where I study Torah.
So did he start davening in the attic, or did he start learning in the shul?
No, it sounds like he started. Yeah, the question is how he got a minyan. I mean, the post can really go to town here. L'chora, it's very nice to daven in the place you learn, but what do? You gather a minyan there? I mean, it's like a base level. You got to get a minyan into his house. Long discussion in the post can do that. And it's very interesting that Abai would change his minute based on a statement of Ul. So if you take a look here in the Ha'aros, you know, the footnotes here, the quotes from Rabbi Yonah and other sources here in the footnotes in the Masifta. So he asks the following kash, Gevaldige kash. There's a sugi at the end of the Masechta Megillah. I don't know if you started learning it for Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. It's on Chavav Beis Chav Zayin of an Aleph. And the Gemara quotes Machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochan about the following issue. You're allowed to sell a Beis HaMedrash for a Beis HaKnesses, or the reverse, a Beis HaKnesses for a Beis HaMedrash. And the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds you're allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses for a Beis HaMedrash. And the reason for that is because the Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is greater than the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Very long, complicated sugi. What we want to get out of that sugi for our purposes is the following kasha. Who does Abaye hold like? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi or Rabbi Yochanan? Which Kedusha is greater? That of a Beis HaMedrash, which is dedicated for the study of Torah, that of a Beis HaKnesses, which is dedicated for Tefillah. If he holds like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he should have been davening in a Beis HaMedrash, in a place that he learns. Because a Beis HaMedrash has a Kedusha that exceeds beyond that of a Beis HaKnesses. If on the other hand he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, then the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses is greater than that of a Beis HaMedrash. So what he heard the great statement of Ula, so now he's gonna change his middah? But in order to answer this question, I have to ask you a different question. Which has greater kedusha, the Azara or all of Yerushalayim? The Azara, correct? Kochim kochim can only be eaten in the Azara. Kochim kalim can be eaten in the Kol Makom Yerushalayim, Kol Makom Be'ir. So let me ask you a question. And this is really what Yeshua was touching on before. If I had a choice, I can eat kochim kalim in Yerushalayim, or I can eat kochim kalim in the Azara. What would you tell me? Nobody says that you have to eat kochim kalim in the Azara. Nowhere will you find such a thing. It's not a lechat chilo, it's not a zekeh v'yavehu, it's not a hidur mitzvah. The din of kedusha samakom has nothing to do with where you do a mitzvah. The answer to the question where you do a mitzvah depends upon what, not on kedusha, but on what we call hazmana. Hazmana means when you dedicate a certain place for a mitzvah. If you dedicate a certain location for a mitzvah, that's where you do the mitzvah. So the Mela, the Sukkah of Abaye, as to where he's going to daven, has nothing to do with the Sukkah of Megillah. The Sukkah of Megillah is dealing with Kedusha Samokom. Which Kedusha is greater, that of a Beis HaKnesses or that of a Beis HaMedrash? And the Gemara records a machlokus between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, you'll have to learn that sugya and rack your brains and figure out which kedusha is greater. Can I sell a Beis HaMedrash for a Beis HaKnesses? Can I do the reverse? And that depends on that machlokus. That has nothing to do with Abaye. Abaye was asking a much more fundamental question. A question of hazmana. Which is the place that's dedicated for tefillah? And you and I would have said, and that's what Abai thought most of his life, or in his youth in any event, that which place is dedicated for tefillah, for the mitzvah tefillah? Is it a Beis HaMedrash or a Beis HaKnesses? Clearly it's what? A Beis HaKnesses. So Abai would learn Torah, wherever he learned Torah, and then he would pack his bags when it was time for tefillah and go to a Beis HaKnesses. That's the Hazmana Milsa of a Beis HaKnesses for the mitzvah of tefillah. Then he heard something from Ula. And what did he hear from Ula? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants She'arim Mitzuyonim Alocha Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela Dalet HaMashal Alocha. It means that a place where you learn Torah, that's the place where you fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah. The mitzvah of tefillah, namely Avodas Hashem, Ezi Avodas Hashem Zui Tefillah, that's a mitzvah that encompasses Torah as well. So the study of Torah, if I dedicated a place, includes also Avodas Hashem. Therefore, Abai says, if I want to transform my Torah study into Avodas Hashem, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to daven in the same place I learn. Because if I daven in the same place I learn, I integrate my Torah with tefillah, and by integrating my Torah with tefillah, I gain another kiyum, in addition to the general mitzvah v'shinata l'manecha, where I use my brain to study Hashem's Torah, I also gain a mitzvah of liavda, of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do I convert and transform my Talmud Torah into liavda? And the answer is, because I'm going to learn, and I'm going to daven in the same place. And that's going to enhance and change and add a whole new dimension to my Talmud Torah. My Talmud Torah becomes absolutely changed. So I'm also, just to summarize, we saw in the Rambam there are two halachas. One halacha in the Rambam in Birchas HaTorah is simply Birchas HaTorah is a matir. I can't study Torah if I want to study Torah unless I first recite the bracha. And in that sense, it's a universal halacha of Birchas HaMitzvah. The bracha is a matir. Now we have another halacha in the Rambam, derived from Kishem Hashem Ekra HaVagodol HaLokeinu, which the Ramban classifies as a mitzvah d'oraisa, Birchas HaTorah with Torah. And the Rambam establishes that as a chiyuv b'chol yom. Every day, unconditionally, he's obligated to be mevarech al Torah and then learn Torah. That integration of Torah in bracha and shevach v'odoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes and impacts the whole nation of his Talmud Torah. It adds a new dimension to his Talmud Torah. It's no longer pure v'shinanta levanecha, but it has an additional dimension. It now becomes kishem Hashem ekra havagodol elokeinu. This is godol elokeinu. It's like a darash of kedusha. By reciting the shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Torah, I've converted the Torah into something that goes way beyond just Talmud Torah. It's a new entity, a new chal Hashem of Talmud Torah and Birchos Seah. And that's what the Rambam says, liavdo zui Talmud, that you can take Talmud and make it into liavdo. You can make it into Avodas Hashem. And you can convert it and transform it into a tefillah. whether it's Rina, whether it's Shivchi Kamayim Libech, you can upgrade and add a new dimension to your Torah study and make it into what? Into Avodas Hashem. And that's why Abai made the decision that in order to integrate both Talmud Torah and Tefillah, and in that sense, by doing the two, Bracha and Tefillah, or Tefillah plus, I'm saying Bracha and Talmud Torah, or Tefillah and Talmud Torah, by designating this Makom as both a Makom of Talmud Torah, but then going in and davening in that place, and designating as a Makom Tefillah, Midini Hazmana, what I've done is, I've been Mitzaref, my Talmud Torah, to Tefillah, and I've created a new entity, which is called Avodas Hashem. Okay, Rabosai, we'll stop here. To say you brought something which means Zofka to really upgrade our Talmud Torah to the level of Avodas Hashem.